was the last time that they heard you say, Mother or Father, I love you? And when was the last time that they...
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My next guest is a friend, Mr. Steve O'Connell, and a neighbor from, we live in the same neighborhood. We have for quite some time, and he's been at the forefront with other neighbors in challenging what has become a crisis in this city, and then from what I understand, many other cities across the nation, and that is a phenomenon that I spend time in the schools talking with children, young boys 10 to 15 years old, who are playing a game, stealing automobiles and driving them recklessly throughout neighborhoods. And as I have the dialogue and conversation with those young boys, Steve, it is so frustrating and so heartbreaking, certainly to the people whose vehicles have been stolen and the damage that is causing in our neighborhoods. That part of it is horrific, but the fact that these young boys, and it's not just the young boys, but when it comes to the stolen vehicles, for the most part, that's young boys who are playing a game. And as I talk with them, I thought they were joking when I heard people say that, well, they watch these movies and they play these video games and they're trying to emulate that, but it's true. That is what they're doing in many instances. And so before we get too far down the road, excuse me, I want to welcome you, Steve O'Connell.
Thank you, Earl.
Back to the airwaves with me. It's been a long time, but, you know, better late than never. I'm back. And so platform will be here again for you and others. So,
Earl,
go ahead.
You bring up something that's very, very important. This whole crisis, and a lot of times we go and say, well, it's a lot of young people, et cetera, et cetera. But we analyze the stats from MPD, and the mean age is 28 of the individuals who are being pulled over for reckless driving, for speeding, erratic driving. And we've come to the realization that it's not just a young person's game. It's a whole raft of individuals who are basically living a non-compliant life. They're not compliant to the laws, the policies, just the basic social structures of our society. And so you're right, there's games and things of that nature, but there's a whole raft of individuals who just want to live outside the box. And that's what we're trying to deal with.
Well, there's no question that there's been a breakdown of social norms in this society. And it's been going on for a long, long time. And it's just not the city of Milwaukee where that's happening. And I don't know, you know, Steve, police come after. And so for people who think that the answer is going to be more police, they missed the boat on this. These, what is happening to people? Can you imagine a person who drives around in a 2,000 or 3,000 pound vehicle and runs through red lights and drag races on busy streets, and you see the carnage all over, and yet you do it anyway? I mean, people whose lives don't matter. So there's a social dynamic tied to this. Go ahead. I don't want to.
I think, and you got a good point. It was a month ago now. had appeared before the Public Safety Committee, Public Health Safety Committee downtown. And just before we started the meeting, I was just sitting there, and one of the aldermen came up and he says, "Hey, Steve, it's good to see you again." I said, "You know, to tell you the truth, this is the fourth time I've been before this committee. And in our neighborhood, as you know, we have been at this, Earl, for 6 years,
right,
trying to raise this issue. And out of all of this, Alderman Khalif Rainey has put together a committee of engaged residents, business leaders, and then a whole raft of other individuals from the community to talk about reckless driving. And our goal right now is to start what we're calling a compliance campaign to get people in the community, just like we're doing this morning, to talk about how do we address reckless driving? How do we as a community come together to address reckless driving? And one of the things we need to do is begin to engage the community, young people, middle-aged folks, older adults. There's so many older adults, Earl, as you know, they're just fearful. They're not driving anymore. They won't even go across Capitol Drive from our neighborhood to shop at the Pick and Save. They just won't do it. They're so fearful. And so we're bound down by this whole raft of individuals who are just driving recklessly and do not adhere to the law at all. So we're big push now is to begin to engage folks to talk about this. How do we as a community address this?
So I don't know if you're aware, but my next guest is Ed Falone, mm-hmm, who is the president of the Fine Police Commission,
right,
who will be following you. And, you know, the issue is not just in our neighborhood. It's all over the city. It's even exploded into the suburbs. And so we're at a point right now where, you know, if this would have been addressed, you know, 6 years ago when you and others were attempting to bring this to the attention of elected officials, including the mayor, we could have had this done. But let's go to the phone lines. Sam, who do we have on the line?
First up, we have L.A. Tom giving us a call.
Hey, L.A. Tom, you're all the way in L.A., man. What do you know about reckless driving? This is not happening in L.A., is it?
Oh, it's happening everywhere, Earl. But again, I just want to say, and I want people really to listen to what I'm saying, is that we the people are ultimately the government. I know people look at that and say, what's he talking about? Because you also know that I've always talked about money and politics being the cancer in our political system. But what I'm saying is ultimately people need to know that if all of us got out in the streets, we would get money out of politics. If all of us got out into the streets and made one, you know, giant thing, we would probably be able to handle the cell phone debacle that's going on with 5G. We'd be able to do that stuff if we, the people, actually took back our government. So I don't want people just to think I'm saying, hey, right now we the people are the government. I don't believe that. I believe right now that the corporations are basically running the government. But I want people to remind people that ultimately this whole thing is in our power, in our hands. The power is in our hands. We're not victims. And the thing is, the more that people stop, you know, thinking that they're victims about, oh, the government's doing this to me, which is so funny that Republicans would, you know, the party that says they're never victims, always cry about being victims, that we the people are the government. It says it right in the Constitution, and we need to remind it. And when it comes to a gun like that, yeah.
Go ahead, quickly.
Well, even in terms of the drag racing and all that kind of stuff that's going on, we in our communities need to, you know, reshape, reform the police. We need to be able to go in there and say to the police, look, we want peace officers in the area. Y'all like donuts so much, why don't you go door to door and meet the people in your community and have police stay in the community that they live and go door to door and introduce themselves so people can stop fearing police and actually look at them as a partner. And I think that they're going to go a long way.
Hey, John, let me say this. We've got to go to a break. And, man, thank you very much. It's always good to hear from you. We'll get to the other phones after the break. But Steve, he said exactly what you and others are doing.
Yes.
You are doing exactly what he said.
Yep. And that's it. We got to take it to the people. Those are our two rallies this summer. That was the message coming through from everybody. We as a community need to unite against this. And we as a community need to start in the homes, in the schools. And Earl, just like you're doing, talking to the young people. We need to raise this issue up so that more folks are engaged.
Yes, and we've got to go to a break. I guess we got about a minute. So let me, Steve, we've had three different chiefs since you started this process, and things have gotten worse. So the answer is not the police chief. The answer is not the police. The answer is as you stated, something that we've got to address and do ourselves. Got to get to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open. On the line, Mr. Steve O'Connell. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.